The unrest in Syria is part of a wave of uprisings that have swept the Arab world. Questions remain, though, about what comes after the revolutions. Dictators were ousted from Tunisia and Egypt, for example. There's no telling where the road ahead will lead for either country. Some answers might be found in Kyrgyzstan. The former Soviet republic has experienced two revolutions in the past 6 years. Now a new government there is leading the first parliamentary democracy in Central Asia. Lily Jamali sent us this report from Bishkek.
The metal gates surrounding Kyrgyzstan's main government building still bear the marks of the bloody revolution that erupted here in April of last year. The bullet holes came from the guns of the former regime's snipers, who shot live ammunition at protesters in an incident that left more than 80 people dead. That uprising ended the career of a corrupt dictator. But as Kyrgyzstan's current president, Rosa Otunbayeva, wrote in the Washington Post, there is no highway to democracy. In fact, she wrote, toppling the dictator may well be the easiest part. Untangling the messy systems left behind is perhaps the biggest challenge facing nations in transition. One widely acknowledged obstacle here in Kyrgyzstan, as in much of the Middle East, is corruption at every level of government. Most citizens see it as part of life here, but 27-year-old activist Avtandil Jorabekov has made fighting it a personal cause.
This is a symbol of corruption. Symbol of corruption.
In Kyrgyzstan's capital, Bishkek, Jorabekov points out a cluster of mansions looking out over the majestic Tian Shan Mountains. He says they were built illegally here in this public park. Occupants include members of parliament and other high-ranking officials. Jorabekov's involvement got Kyrgyzstan's top prosecutor to charge the park's administrators with abusing their power, something many once considered unthinkable. Despite success stories like this, economic hardship is a daily reality for the average Kyrgyz citizen. Unemployment officially stands at 20%, although experts say it's even higher. Shireen Aitmatova, an opposition member of parliament, says she struggles to help the average person here understand the potential of her nation's experiment with democracy.
Right now, it's hard to tell a grandma who runs out of money by the end of the month to buy bread that democracy is great and she should be happy that we have freedom of speech. Obviously, it's very difficult right now, but if we get through this transition period and we start seeing real results, maybe we have suffered for a good reason.
Kyrgyzstan is still finding its footing 20 years after the fall of the Soviet Union. It experienced revolutions in 2005 and 2010. Last year's uprising prompted a transition from a presidential system to a parliamentary democracy. But the change coincided with an outbreak of ethnic violence in southern Kyrgyzstan that left hundreds dead and the nation on edge. Local political scientist Amir Kulov says that's led some people here to associate democracy with instability.
At the moment, there's a misunderstanding of what democracy constitutes. It is very popular to take democracy as opposite to stability. This is the case in Kazakhstan and Russia, and they occasionally use Kyrgyz case as an example.
And for this reason, says politician Adil Baysalov, Kyrgyzstan has less in common with its neighbors than it does with Arab nations, thousands of miles away, whose citizens have risen up.
We are the only country in Central Asia where we are not afraid of the Arab Spring, where we actually feel solidarity, and where we can openly talk about the Arab Spring and discuss the events in the Middle East, because they are not posing any danger to our government.
Washington is watching. Kyrgyzstan hosts a vital U.S. military transit center, the last stopover for much of the personnel and supplies headed into Afghanistan. U.S. Ambassador Pamela Spratlin says the U.S. spent $20 million on democracy-building initiatives during last year's parliamentary campaign, and another election is on the way.
In the run-up to the presidential elections that are going to take place this fall, we're likely to do something very, very similar to support the actual process of the elections and the mechanics of democracy.
Kyrgyzstan's upcoming election will serve as yet one more test for a population that's been tested again and again, one that has a close eye on the Arab world and a true understanding of the long road that lies ahead. For The World, I'm Lily Jamali in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.
You can see photos of activist Avtandil Jorabekov and the illegally constructed homes in Bishkek at theworld.org.